In CI News this week, faithful Anglicans lament the appointment of an openly lesbian woman as Archbishop of the Church in Wales. Plans to revive Northern Ireland's gender identity service for all ages have been greeted with dismay, and a couple in Ohio celebrate the birth of a child from an adopted embryo. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 8th of August. I'm Joanna Tim. A woman in a same-sex civil partnership has been elected as the next Archbishop of Wales. The move has been greeted with dismay by Anglicans committed to the Bible's teaching on sexual ethics. Cherry Van, currently Bishop of Monmouth, describes herself as openly lesbian and is patron of a pro-LGBT group that affirms people of every gender identity and sexual orientation. She also told The Guardian she believes that gay marriage in church is inevitable. But the Archbishop of the Anglican Church in Rwanda, Laurent Mbanda, described the appointment as a serious error that compromises God's glorious and authoritative word on human sexuality. Archbishop Henry Ndukuba, primate of the Church in Nigeria, accused the Church in Wales of sacrificing the truth of Scripture for a postmodern agenda that has no divine backing. And Archbishop Justin Badiarama, leader of the Church of South Sudan, called the decision a rejection of the historic biblical and Anglican teaching on marriage. Van's enthronement at Newport Cathedral is expected in due course. Northern Ireland's health minister has been widely criticised over his decision to revive the province's gender identity service for adults and children. Controversial LGBT group The Rainbow Project, which preempted Minister Mike Nesbitt's announcement of the £800,000 relaunch of the service, welcomed his support. But the Institute warned it is deeply inappropriate to refer children to Belfast Brackenburn Clinic, and Tavistock whistleblower Dr. David Bell called it a step backwards in the care of gender-confused children. The news comes as a Freedom of Information response revealed 438 under-18s were accepted onto the Brackenburns list between 2014 and 2024, including children as young as five. Doug Beattie, a former leader of Nesbitt's Ulster Unionist Party, commented, "Five-year-olds believe in Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny. Why on earth would GPs refer them and Belfast Trust accept them in gender clinic? Madness." A man with locked-in syndrome has written a chapter for a medical book to educate people on the condition. Ram Harrison was 20 years old when a bicycle accident left his whole body paralysed, although he could still see, hear and feel everything around him. It's been over 27 years since the accident. The book, Giving a Voice to Those Living with Locked-in Syndrome, edited by neuroscientist Shannon Keane, was published in May with contributions from Bram and other patients living with the condition around the world. Keane described it as fascinating to hear how Bram has managed to move forward and create a really meaningful life for himself. Bram spoke to the BBC about the book and future opportunities.
Technology is constantly evolving, opening new possibilities. Before my accident, I never really considered the true meaning of the words life-changing injury. Now making the most of a complicated life is my main concern.
And finally, the world's oldest baby has been born after being frozen as an embryo over 30 years ago. Thaddeus Daniel Pierce, who was adopted by Lindsay and Tim in the US state of Ohio, was one of three embryos frozen by Linda Archard in 1994. The newborn's biological sister is 30 years old and has a 10-year-old daughter of her own. Rejoice Fertility, which oversaw Thaddeus's birth, aims to reduce the number of embryos left in storage following IVF. Founder Dr. John Gordon emphasised that every embryo deserves a chance at life. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.